Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery, and welcome, as you can hear in the background, to Sun and Fun 2012. I'm your host for the FA Production Studios. I'm Rich Tillery. We're coming to you live on the back of the Sea Pilot Association's back veranda, and which is an excellent backdrop for this venue today. My next guest is Lee Lauterbach. You can hear me over these loud engines, and these guys let me know if our audio needs to be peaked out. Lee Lauterbach is with Stallion 51. Stallion 51 is an organization that's been around for how long, Lee?
Good morning, Rich. Actually, Stallion 51 is...
Good afternoon, Lee.
Here we go again. It's hacks.
No, you just flew in, right?
We did.
How
we actually did.
How many times did you pass?
Well, hey.
Tell everybody four.
Yeah, four.
See? So for you, it's morning.
Absolutely. But yes, we're actually celebrating our 25th anniversary at Stallion 51. We've been operating the North American P-51 Mustang, the dual cockpit, dual controlled airplane in a lot of different capacities. And so 25 years later, we're still at it.
So how many two-holer P-51s do they have out there?
Actually, there are about 15 now.
Is it really?
Yeah. When we actually started, Rich, it was only six in the world. And the Mustang has become, the TF has become very, very popular because of the dual cockpit. You can share the airplane, and that's a big part of our business.
You know, the thing is there's a lot of people that, even myself, because we see them out here on the flight line, but you never really see that many of them that have two places in them. And they're going, I'd love to have flown one of those. Or, during World War II, how did they train the guy to fly this thing if they didn't have a spot for the instructor? Now, have they always had an instructor version of this thing?
No, Rich, actually, they never had production TFs. They were all modified D models, and it was well after the combat years for the airplane. But they actually lost more airplanes in training than they lost in combat. Wow. So they went from the Stearman to the T-6 Texan to the P-51 Mustang, but it was all by yourself. When the aircraft went to the Air National Guard units, they figured less pressure, better way.
Right.
That's when the airplane came in. So it's an ideal trainer. Four guys coming into the P-51. It's the way to do it safely in today's world.
Now, the TF is the indicator for what? Two-place fighter P-51?
Close. How about trainer fighter?
Trainer fighter?
You got it. It went from P-51 for pursuit, okay, into Korea, where the Air Force and the military redesignated it to the F-51 for fighter. And then, obviously, the dual cockpit became the TF. Trainer fighter. So that was the evolution.
Okay. Now, Lee, we were talking a little bit off camera. You said this is your 25th anniversary. Tell us a little bit about what Stallion 51 does. Because there's more to it than one airplane.
It is. We've actually got quite an operation right now. We started in April of 1987 with a contract with the United States Naval Test Pilot School, doing what they call qualitative evaluation. So to help understand that, it's the students study a lot about torque effects, P-factor, gyroscopics, but, oh, by the way, there was nothing in the inventory that allowed these test pilot students to experience it. The P-51 Mustang is the ideal way of doing that.
Oh, my God.
So that was our start. And even today, we do some work for the military and the aircraft, and we developed the test pilot parameters over to checkout training. So we do most of the checkout training for new guys coming into the Mustang, and also what we call orientation flying, which is sharing the airplane for an hour so the average pilot can come in or person can come in and fly the airplane almost aggressively as they're having fun doing.
Wow.
And
now,
so we do a lot of that.
Now the aircraft that you guys have out here on the airfield today, because you rattled off a whole bunch, T-6 Texan, you got the TF-51 out here, right? And you've got you're going to let me peter out here. You're supposed to pick it up from there and help me
keep
out.
Keep going.
They're your airplanes.
We've got three P-51s out there right now.
Okay.
Dual cockpit, dual controlled airplanes. We've got the T-6 Texan, which we run a checkout program and orientation flights on that. And then we've got the L-39, which is the aircraft we do a lot of unusual attitude training work. Yeah, exactly, for major flight operations throughout the country.
And now, where are you guys based at, if people are going to come over and do some of your stuff?
Oh, absolutely, and I'll invite everybody to come out and visit our operation. We're in Kissimmee, Florida, and Kissimmee Airport.
Way out there, about 20 miles.
I had to stop twice for fuel on the way. So, but no, actually, it is airspace that we use. We're in this area quite a bit, and Orlando is a great place for destination to come in, not only fly the airplane, for the family to do other things too. So,
now are you guys CFIs out there, flight instructors?
We're all instructors. We run everything as dual instruction. So when somebody comes in, whether it be one of their first flights or, you know, a 20,000-hour airline pilot,
just wanting to get some training.
Yeah,
you guys do it, all this stuff.
We do, and we can certainly log that time in their logbook.
So if I was a commercial pilot aspiring to be a flight instructor someday, and I had to go do some spin training, can I get with you to do that?
We can certainly do that, yeah. We'd probably spin the Texan instead of the Mustang.
I can
come
to Orlando, which Kissimmee is a part of, go to Disney World, hit Sun and Fun, go get some flight, or go get some upset training, or get some, or just go up in a combat, an old combat vintage aircraft with you, right?
Absolutely,
you can. All one-stop shopping.
Yeah, it's quite the experience. It's about a three-hour program to fly the one-hour orientation flight. There are a lot of briefings involved, and flying the aircraft for the hour and then to debrief, and we actually have onboard video systems on the aircraft.
Now, the you got a lot of aircraft. It's a great air show out here, folks. You're missing it.
There goes Matt.
What's that?
There goes Matt Yonkin.
It is BJ-18, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, when you guys, to have an operation like you have, obviously, it doesn't come cheap, and it doesn't come without a lot of upkeep. Now, as far as the maintenance on your aircraft, how many people or what all do you have, or what contract is keeping track of your aircraft?
Well, Rich, one of the successes of Stallion 51 is the team approach to everything, and maintenance, as you just stated and is very true, is a major portion of the operation to safely run the P-51. Fortunately, there are five boys in our family. Four of us work together. Mm-hmm. I'm two of five. Three and four are identical twins. And I'll tell you right now, without those guys, we couldn't have lasted a year. And so they are instrumental in keeping us going. And, oh, by the way, my number five son or brother is Johnny Five, who actually buys and sells P-51s
and
other vintage aircraft. So it's not only a family operation, it's a teamwork. And I've got some great guys that work for me, John Poston, John Black, Steve Larimore, Angela West, KT Jones.
Now, if somebody wanted to get hooked up with you guys, tell us a little bit about how someone would get a hold of or contact you guys to set up an appointment to come out and do some of this training. We're gonna hold that till after this plane, until after Matt goes by. I think you're cleared and hot. Let's go ahead and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you guys if they wanted to go up and do some flight training with you.
Absolutely, Rich. Probably the best way is just go to the website, stallion51.com, or search P-51 or...
It'll probably come up in anything with the...
Absolutely. And you'll find Stallion 51 Corporation, and sort of gives you all the baselines for a phone number, 407-846-4400. And, you know, we're normally staffed 8 to 5, and we try to take weekends off, but... all I can promise is a terrific experience, and just keep in mind, it's very addictive. You'll probably want to come back and do it more and more.
Heck yeah. Now you guys have an entourage of airplanes out here right now. And now what are you doing now? Are you performing in the show?
I am. I'll actually, tomorrow, believe it or not, is Stallion 51 Day here at Sun and Fun.
Tomorrow, Stallion 51 Day.
There you go.
So that's how we work that in there.
And I'll actually do two performances tomorrow. I'll fly my standard full-up demo during the day, which is a 12-minute fully aerobatic routine. And it's dedicated to the P-51 Mustang and the guys that actually flew this airplane in combat. And, you know, some of the real greats like Bob Hoover. And then I'll start the evening show in the Mustang, which will be sort of fun for me because that's the best air, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And things are a little more quiet. And it'll be a great time to let the Mustang... let the reins out on the P-51.
I love the night show. Is there any special lighting that you guys use on that?
Not at all. I'll actually fly my demo before sunset.
Right. And, it's right when the sun goes down.
Exactly right.
And where you get that nice before moon nautical twilight going. I love that time of the evening. Great. The first one out is the prettiest, I think. You know, you got smoke coming off this thing?
We actually don't. No, we keep it as realistic, as combat as we can. Okay. You know, they don't even give me live guns anymore.
Is that right?
Well, hey.
You sure you don't have a gun on you somewhere? Now, as far as you and your crew, do you guys stay out here the whole time? You said you flew in just a little while ago. You crossed 5 time zones in that 20 miles. That's why you got a little confused. Now, do you guys stay right here the whole time, or are you going to fly back and forth every day?
Actually, what we'll do is we'll leave the aircraft here so the people can, you know, enjoy the airplanes, and we'll drive back and forth. So when I said 2 fuel stops, I was talking the car, not the airplane.
That's a little hit on these high gas prices. Now, the guys, so is there a crew over there right now that can tell you a little that are over there to talk a little bit about what you guys do?
Absolutely, Rich. If you walk out on the flight line and just look for P-51 Mustangs, you'll see Crazy Horse, and then you'll see another Crazy Horse. There are actually 2 of them over there, along with one of the other Mustangs, Mad Max. And we have a tent over there and some merchandise as we sort of say, Mustang spoken over there. So come talk Mustangs with us.
So anybody can go over and say hey, and the guys are really polite and nice and everything, huh?
Absolutely.
That's what I like to hear out here at Sun and Fun, baby. People being nice. One more thing before we go, because I know we're going to run out of time. You guys are doing a raffle through the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, or SAFE. I talked to Doug Stewart this morning, and they're raffling off a flight with you, I think, right?
That's exactly right, Rich. I'm a member of SAFE, and we saw an opportunity. I'll have to go talk to Matt. He's just way
That's
too
right.
noisy.
He'll tell you. You know what sounds better than one radial engine?
That's right.
2 of them.
But Jim Goodman was nice enough to offer his TF airplane, which we operate, a flight. And so they've been running a raffle for many months now, very successful. And I'm going to pick out the winning ticket.
And that's going to be when?
It's going to be noontime on Saturday.
Okay.
At our facility right there on the flight line.
That's right. Now, this flight isn't just a little up hopping around the trap. You're going to take them up for about an hour. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's got full-up video systems on it, and it's the one standard we do. So it'll take about 3 hours to do it.
So you got video stuff in there, too?
Oh, absolutely.
So you can come back and look at so you can see how much vomit came out of the... Everybody goes, the whole crew. I'm kidding. But, yeah, hey, guys, if you get a chance, come on out and see these guys. So, Lee, we appreciate you bringing your aircraft over. Good luck while you're at the air show.
You're very welcome, Rich.
And got to hope you guys do very, very well. This is Lee Lauterbach, guys. He's with Stallion 51. And, again, tomorrow is Stallion 51 Day, right?
That's correct.
And because it's your 25th anniversary tomorrow.
Don't miss it. And all I can hope is I pull out the winning ticket.
Lee, thank you so much for showing up.
Thanks, Rich.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.